This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Well, to do enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Just wanted to give you some heads-up information real quick, friends. As you well know, Facebook has been tampering, suppressing, and censoring and shadow banning our content for some time now. YouTube has been doing the same exact thing. They only do this, people, to those that are a continual threat to what it is that they mean to basically drive concerning their one direction or one way narrative concerning the mainstream media. They literally just pulled my live YouTube stream the minute I went live. So, folks, I want to tell you something. You're seeing what's going on over in England right now. You're seeing what's going on over in Australia and in France and in Germany. The people are beginning to rise up because the government is coming in and attempting to wield more control over them. It seems that the more that the people rise up and defy corruption in government, the more the government sits there and plays the defiant ones towards the people that they're to serve. Well, guess what? Big tech companies in this country are doing the same thing. And I'm here to tell you, friends, we're going after them. I'm determined that we're going to go after them in the sense of getting them into discovery to pull the cards down, folks, concerning what they're doing in the United States of America. Big tech companies, friends, for the record, anything contrary to the narrative concerning the coronavirus perpetuated fraud in this country, friends, they pull the videos. They call it fake news. They don't want you having the facts of the matter, and it's time that you wake up in this country. I want to tell you what I'm really sick and tired of. I'm sick and tired of hearing about the silent majority. Let me tell you who the silent majority are. The silent majority in this country, friends, are the very reason that the loud minority do the things that they do. We have been told that Edmund Burke rightly said, well, evil prevails because good men do nothing. Friends, nothing could be further from the truth. Good men do not allow evil to prevail. The silent majority, as you like to call yourself, you need to stand up and be heard and mean what you say and begin to take it to the tyrants in this land because, friends, it's not they're going to take it too far. They've taken it too far, and they've taken it too far on many fronts across this country when they continuously feel emboldened to assail, once again, the very people that they're to serve in this country. But again, I just wanted to let you know, they just literally pulled our YouTube channel the very moment I went live from Michigan, friends. They do not want doers of the word. They don't mind us playing the paper tigers where we sit back and we talk all big and bad. What they're afraid of is people, is those that are actually engaged in the war. And friends, you need to understand that you are in a war today, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Now, I want to be here today just to reassure you, friends, that by the grace of God, we're going nowhere. Because as the Sons of Liberty did back in the 1772, friends, that year they had something called the Committee on Correspondence. And what they did is they made sure that the 13 colonies were awake to what the tyrants were doing abroad and within friends. And it's exactly what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. As a matter of fact, Samuel Adams is the guy that said, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men. And it's exactly what we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty. And I want to say this, and let the enemies hear it. Your cruelties are swelling our ranks. The more you assail us, the more we multiply. When we look to the book of Exodus, chapter 1, it tells us the Pharaoh that didn't know Joseph, the more that they afflicted the children of Israel, the more they multiply. And it's exactly what's happening in America today. The more they assail us, the more we allow their cruelties to swell our ranks, the more that we multiply, friends. And rest assured, we are multiplying in great numbers across this country. I put no faith there, but I'll tell you what, I do know that the Lord is a consuming fire, and I know that that fire is spreading, because as Hebrews 1:7 tells us that we're made to be ministers of the flames of fire, and fire is contagious, and it spreads, and it's exactly what's happening. The more they persecute us, the more they fan that flame that spreads our numbers, friends, on so many different fronts. I'm angry, I'm sick and tired of it, and I know that you are too, friends. That's exactly why we have to come together, unite under God, and expose and deal with our enemies lawfully, and we need to do it today, friends. The right time to do the right thing is right now, not tomorrow, not when your back's up against the wall, not when they're knocking on your front door telling you that they're going to jam a needle in your arm concerning a virus that they can't prove. No, it's time, America, to stand up and deal with the tyrants while we have the freedom to do it, because we still have the freedom to do the right thing. And again, the right time to do the right thing is right now. Now, friends, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Facebook is restricting me like mad right now, friends. Why? Why, friends? Why are they restricting us? What we're going to be talking about today is tightening the noose. Hey, friends, I have a question for you. Why aren't the mainstream media's corporations and their outlets being banned? Why are they not being censored? Or why are they not being suppressed? Most recently, I had a conversation with an attorney, and I'd asked them the question, how come they're not being censored? How come they're not being banned? How come they're not being suppressed? And I'm talking about ABC. Fox News is a part of the equation as well, friends. Don't fool yourself into believing otherwise. They're being used. They're owned by the six corporations, just like MSNBC and ABC and CBS and MNCBS and whatever you want to call them, friends. The fact of the matter is they're controlled, and they want one narrative, friends. They don't want anybody pulling down their narrative. But then again, we're not asking the devil for permission to obey God. This is what we're going to be talking about in just a couple of moments. Tightening the news again. Why aren't the mainstream media's corporate outlets being banned, censored, or suppressed? If you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles right there for you to pick and choose from concerning the contributors across the country that are in fact warring against the same people that are attacking you today. If you want to check us out online, go to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. If you want to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back under Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you'd like to call in at any time, friends, please do. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Just wanted to let you know, right when we were going live on our national broadcast on YouTube, they pulled the show, friends, because of the information that Tim Brown brought this morning concerning those issues and the protests from the people in England. You need to understand something, friends, again, and I want to make real clear, and I can feel it, friends. You, listen to me carefully, you are under attack. I am just merely bringing you the information that they do not want you to have. They mean to drive a narrative right through everything and everybody that dare contrast anything they have to say. You are under attack, and you are in dangerous times. Now, folks, you can call me an alarmist. You can call me whatever you will. But the fact of the matter is, if we missed something 17 years in the making concerning our broadcast, then go ahead and disregard it. But if we bring you the news and we've been spot on over and over again by the power of the Holy One of Israel, namely the Holy Ghost, then it would be good for you to take heed concerning the issues taking place. They don't want you to know that other countries are in protest towards their government for the coronavirus pandemic. They don't want you to know in Germany that people are protesting their government because of the coronavirus fraud. They don't want you to know that in Australia they are rising up in the masses concerning tyrants in their prospective countries and exposing them for who they are, which are nothing short of a bunch of fraud, folks. This is happening on a global scale, and you better understand something. Those that are going along with the narrative that cannot be proven, that have been debunked over and over and over again, they are a part of this alliance, folks, of covenant of hell and an alliance of death, and it will be disannulled again. But we are the ones that are to push the data. We don't need to wait for judgment day, friends, for them to face their judge. Let them face their judge through the church on this earth as it is in heaven. Let his will be done, friends. But it has to happen from us. I've had it. The American people have had it. They've had it all over the world, friends, concerning this scam, this fraud that they're perpetuating. And people in the masses across the globe, friends, are rising up. And you have big tech companies in America in not only YouTube, but also Facebook and also Twitter and Google, friends, that are shadow banning, friends, that are censoring information that they do not want you to have. Friends, we have big tech companies that are suppressing information concerning the truth of the matter because they're scared to death that you're going to figure out what they're doing. And I want to tell you what they're doing, friend. They're violating the First Amendment, folks, first and foremost, by banning, censoring, and suppressing. It's a violation of free speech. And furthermore, when we're talking about these big tech companies, do remember, they're subversive to American government. In other words, they're the ones violating the laws. We're the ones making reference to the laws so that the American people can be equipped to stand up against the lawless. And that's exactly what we're talking about right now. Friends, freedom of speech is being censored by subversive mainstream outlets in this country, and it does not get more illegal than that. I just want to tell you this. It's time for you to speak out. It's time for you to be bold. It's time for you to be the light that God has called you to be and created you to be. For goodness sake and for your own sake and for your children's sake, what are you waiting for, America? What are you waiting for until you have nothing left? What are you waiting for? Are you waiting to be thrown into a camp behind a wire fence before you realize that you should have gotten involved in what's going on in your country? Don't sit there and tell me, well, Bradley, I'm not involved in politics. I'm just not that guy. Everybody lives politics. Everybody lives politics. And the fact of the matter is when it comes to politics, there's always right and wrong, and we better be doing the right thing before God. And if we are, we're going to be dealing with those that are doing the wrong thing. That's politics. Politics is the science of government. Science is the study of creation. God created government. He established government. We're all to be involved with what's going on here. Aren't you sick and tired of the slant? Aren't you sick and tired of the oppressive measures and the propaganda that's being thrown on you 24-7? It's not enough to be like everybody else, friends. It's enough to stand up and go the other direction so people can see Christ and follow him as you follow the Christ. Or at least you profess to follow the Christ, John 14:6. I was just sharing with you, friends, that the other day when I was talking to an attorney about the abuses of big tech companies that are censoring conservative outlets on social media, I asked him why it was that ABC, MSNBC, CNN, and CNBC, and Fox, and other mainstream medias that are owned and operated under six corporations worldwide, how come they're not being censored? That's what I asked him. And, of course, I knew exactly what I was saying. I knew exactly what I was leading to. And in response to my question, he almost seemed to back up a bit as I heard a pause in his response, then a little bit of a chuckle, as if he had never thought of what I just asked him before. Think about that. Think about that. And isn't it interesting how today attorneys are so willing to try to see it the middle way? And this should come as no surprise, friends. I've shared with my listeners on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com that, friends, when you begin to understand that there was over 400 graduates from a law school in America, and when they were asked, all 400 graduates were asked the question as to where do they make reference to right and wrong? Not a one of them could tell them where law came from. I'm not kidding you. No wonder why they're trying to see the middle way, which there is no middle way, friends. A lawyer is there to uphold the law, but if he doesn't know where the law came from, how is he supposed to know where he stands? Lawyers need to understand that they have an obligation to do the right thing, too. And upholding the law against those that are committing crimes. No wonder why we're in trouble. We got too many lukewarm attorneys. No wonder, again, why Jesus damned them. He said they withhold the keys of knowledge. Well, in America today, they don't have the keys of knowledge, but yet they take your money, $400 an hour, and they want you to go after someone, and they don't even know what's behind them in doing so and prosecuting them for their crimes. They want to be best friends with both sides. Well, they get paid from both sides. That's why they're trying to be friendly on both sides. They're both. He never even thought about it. He never even thought about why isn't the mainstream media in their outlets. How come they're not being censored? He didn't even think about it. Did you? Have you thought about it? Isn't that quite telling, friends? One of the things I keep reiterating, and I'm doing it on purpose here, friends, is the fact is, well, how strong is the narrative that they've wielded over the American people? Well, I can tell you that if they were to take someone from a third world country and land them in New York or Chicago or in L.A., they could tell you that your information that you're getting from these six corporations is completely backwards or completely contrived, which equals propaganda. Complete propaganda. Well, some will just say, Bradley, I just don't know about that. Well, I'm here to tell you I do know about it. That's all you have to do is ask the CIA. They'll tell you. They're the ones that are controlling all of these said journalists on a global scale. My goodness, friend. Again, I want to remind people in my country today, 131 radio stations across the country, I want you to understand I'm not talking to a third world country, but a third world country could bring themselves in here, namely the people that live there, to tell you how you are being lied to. And you think that you have the answers to give to them. You're being laughed at. The joke's on you, America. How long are you going to sit back and play the fool to these ill-designing men? Ephesians 4:14. Everybody's looking for someone to fix all of their problems, and the Lord said to govern yourself. The Lord said to take heed to yourself. The Lord said to study and show yourself approved unto him, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And most don't even know it. That's why they're looking for someone else to play the vicar, to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves. That's why America's in trouble today. It's exactly why people are in trouble today. They're ignorant. They're biblically ignorant, and they're constitutionally ignorant. And Americans, you need to understand something. I'm not the one that's under attack here. You are. That's what you need to figure out. I'm not the one under attack. You are. And I'm trying to show you how you're being brought to subjection to these ill-designing propagandists and useful idiots.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life. Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the longtime Supreme Court Justice who attained near cult-like status among progressive circles, has passed away at the age of 87 from complications surrounding metastatic pancreas cancer. The late Supreme Court Justice, who spent more than two decades on the bench in the highest court in the land, is survived by two children, Jane Carroll and James Stephen Ginsburg. Ginsburg was appointed to the Supreme Court in 1993 by President Bill Clinton. She battled back from two forms of cancer in the past, but her health began began to take a downturn in December 2018 when she underwent pulmonary lobectomy after two malignant nodules were discovered in the lower lobe of her left lung. RBG was the second woman and the first Jewish woman ever appointed to the Supreme Court. She had her family nearby and passed peacefully, according to her family. This is USA Radio News. American Airlines Chief Executive Doug Parker said that hundreds of thousands of people will be without work and service to small communities will have to be discontinued if a new round of emergency airline funding is not approved. Moreover, the national infrastructure that the airline industry provides that is key to the nation's economic recovery could be severely affected by the sweeping industry cuts. Parker's comments came after emergency talks at the White House where executives from the major U.S. airlines met with Mark Meadows in a last-minute plea for additional funding. The Pentagon is deploying a small number of U.S. troops to Syria after a series of escalating encounters between the U.S. and Russian militaries, according to defense officials. The troops and vehicles will serve as a show of presence to discourage the Russian military from crossing into the eastern security area where U.S., coalition, and Syrian Democratic Forces operate. The additional troops will include six Bradley fighting vehicles and less than 100 soldiers operating in northeast Syria on a 90-day deployment. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We are right now talking about Tyson's news. Why aren't the mainstream media's corporate outlets being banned, censored, or suppressed? We got David calling in from San Francisco. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Oh, hey, Bradley. Yeah, man, you sound like you're off in a tunnel somewhere. I guess you're off in a remote studio today?
I pretty much am. I'm out in Michigan right now. We've been doing events out here, and it's interesting how when you get out here, all of a sudden how things just don't work the way that they should work, and it happens more than it doesn't happen. And you ask the average Joe if that takes place with them, they'll say, oh, no, it's never happened to me before. Well, we live our lives around hearing people say we've never heard that happen before. So if we think that the devil's going to give up any ground without a fight, we're sadly mistaken. Thank God for Ephesians 6:12.
Well, at least you're not breaking up. So it sounds like you've got a strong enough signal. Maybe your microphone, I don't know if it needs tweaking or something, but it sounds like it's a little low and you've got to kind of holler to get some volume on it. Hey, well, you know what? I noticed that Supreme Court Justice Ginsburg died last night. And, you know, when I think of America, I think of equal protection under the law. United you stand, divided you fall. And, you know, taxation with representation so that we, the people, own the joint. A guy like the congressman or the senators or the Supreme Court justices or the president, they're our employees. They're not some tin gods. They don't get to, they don't get to set some new crazy standard. They work for us. And so in the middle of an epidemic that has now killed 200,000 people, they still haven't gotten equal protection under the law with universal health care. They haven't, you know, they've screwed with Obamacare and never fixed it. They're actually going out of their way to extend into the Supreme Court that universal health care is some kind of communism. I mean, in the middle of an epidemic, you want sick people running around with no health care? You know, that's just crazy. And for them to be calling it communism to want equal protection, that's just creepy.
Well, let me ask you this, though. When we talk about people that call it communism, is it for the people that pay their way in this life to have to pay for those that don't work in this life? I mean, 1 Thessalonians 3:10 is very clear. It says, if you don't work, neither shall you eat. So can you explain that a little bit more? Because I do understand why people would call it communism.
Well, first of all, you know, every sparrow that falls is a better line from Jesus that I'd go by. But the other angle is that in an epidemic, you want sick people running around. And if you decide to only help the people that have paid into, you know, if you start looking at the dollar value of going into intensive care, you know, you may pay $100,000 a week. And there's nobody except for multimillionaires that have put in enough money to pay out $100,000 a week. But if you say, well, screw them, let's kick them out on the street and hope they survive, that's not going to cure the epidemic. It's going to get a whole lot more people sick and die. And so it's just creepy to even discuss it as if it's biblical preaching that it's okay to let every sparrow fall if they didn't pay into the phony money system. So I take exception to your whole concept that this is, you know, a logical way to run a society. Church and state, I say, well, if we're taxpayers, we need to have provable budgets. We need to make sure that our budgets can be proven instead of having some guy say, well, this is a sinner, and a sinner doesn't deserve health care.
Well, you're saying a lot here, though, David, and I think the thing is what I'm coming back to, I was one of those sparrows that was kicked to the curb. I was one of those kids that was raised up on welfare, mind you, living off taxpayers because my dad was MIA. He was missing in action. And when I look at the welfare system, it's nothing but, and by the way, it's not the welfare that our forefathers were talking about. Welfare today to the government is to take from those that work and give it to those that don't work. Well, that's a system that's set up to basically create the demise of the people that are dependent upon the state. And when the state begins to take from people that are working to give to those that are not, keep in mind the state's the one that's playing both sides, creating dependency from the people that are doing the work concerning those that don't do the work. So I was a part of everything that you're talking about right now, and I also understand that when we're in America and we're willing to work to make something out of ourselves to get ourselves out of the hole, rest assured that that part is right, too. And I don't think that it's right for people to have to work in this country. I don't think it's right for the government to come in and steal from them and then reallocate to those that are not willing to work. We're not talking about people that can't help themselves. And we've all heard the saying, David, God helps those that help themselves. It's absolutely true. The problem that we're having in this country is the government's looking to create dependencies, and there's enough people out there that are willing to allow them to do just that on my dime. And I don't know.
Well, I know, and that's why I'm so bugged about this thing. You know, I was brought up in a town that had the greatest concentration of John Birchers in America. It was a suburb of St. Louis. My dad was a social worker for the welfare department. And he got me to understand that the average fraud case was less than 2%, that only in the worst economic times did it get to about 3% of fraud, and that most people are far too proud to even file for welfare. They're just way too proud to file for it. So it's cruel to deny Americans help in a crisis. And in the case of a COVID crisis, I don't know if you know it, but when they did the Tulsa rally down in, you know, Republicans went into Tulsa, they ended up with an 800% spike of COVID in Tulsa right after that whole thing. 800%. And nobody's paying the medical bills. Nobody is paying the medical bills.
I get it, David, but let me ask you something. Who told you that?
It's in the newspapers, in a Tulsa newspaper. they had an 800% spike. And the same thing is true.
You're not letting me finish my point. So you're listening to the mainstream media that's pushing a narrative.
This is a local paper in Tulsa. I mean, are you going to say that dead Americans are not dead?
David, I'm going to say something if you would let me say it. I'm just simply telling you, you're believing what you're being thrown concerning the six corporations again. First of all, people are in protest all over the globe because they don't believe the pandemic that you're buying, okay? Doctors can't prove the pandemic that you're taking on here. It's been debunked a thousand times. No, they can't. You're listening to a Bill Gates, David, that is pushing the virus. He's also the one selling the vaccination. He wants to depopulate the world. He said that. It's easy to find that he said that. His daddy used to work for Planned Parenthood, who's killed over 60 million babies. He wants to lower the global population. He's the one selling you what has been forecast for years in this country. So what it is, David, is you're taking on what the majority of the American people are not buying. 94% of the people in this country don't believe what you believe. You're a part of the 6% that believes the lies. I got a question for you,
David. Where do you get that 94%? That's nonsense. 94% don't believe that COVID exists?
No. What I'm telling you is they don't believe that it exists in such a sensationalized manner as the mainstream media keeps driving down the throats of the American people. That's what they don't believe.
I don't know where you're getting your 94% from. That's preposterous.
It's preposterous. What's preposterous, David, is that you would believe the very people that have lied to you for decades in this country, even coming from the very people that work in the media that continuously lie to you, that tell you they're lying to you, and you still believe what they don't believe? That's preposterous.
You're in Michigan right now, and they've got an 8% mortality rate. 8% of the people that come down with it, not 0.02% like in the earliest days of this. The most deadly flu is 0.01% mortality. His boys were saying, this thing is only deadly up to 0.02, which is twice as deadly. But then it turns out that in this Bob Woodward stuff, Trump says it's really 5%. That's 500 times more deadly. 500 times more deadly. And so now we've got a guy that's running around with no mask, hoping that he can get a bunch of people killed so he can steal their land. That's what this is all about. He causes a disaster, and then he buys up land at pennies on the dollar.
David, hey, keep riding over the top of me. I'm going to shut you off. You keep talking over the top of me, and I'm giving you my time, and I appreciate you calling in. But if you're going to say something, at least let me answer your objection. You have been lied to, David. And the fact of the matter is, I have for 5 months now, week in and week out, have shown you how you're being lied to. I know you listen to the radio station, but what's interesting here is you're listening to those that are lying to you rather than the ones that are telling you the truth. Let me ask you this. When I say to you that those that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccination, doesn't that make sense? They create order out of chaos. Who created the chaos? The same ones creating
polluters.
The order. Okay, exactly. So this is the history of mankind. I mean, I make reference to the Brown Shirts constantly, how they were sent out by Adolf Hitler to stir up the trouble. And when the trouble came publicly, he would be the problem solver. History teaches us he was the same one creating the problem.
Well, so, but if the polluters caused it, if the polluters caused the disease, you know, then you don't want to go to the polluters to get data on it. I mean, the polluters have got to...
I got to take a quick break here, folks. Come to LibertyRadio.com. I'm going to take Dan from Ohio on the other side. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my Mind War DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, broadcasting live, by the way, out of Michigan. If at any time you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles combating the lies. If you want to book us, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, and you can see the fruit that's in the basket of this ministry and what it is that we are doing, not what it is we are going to do. That number, if you'd like to book us, it's 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Now, listen, before I take up Dan from Ohio here, I want to give you guys some reference to exactly what I'm talking about concerning the conversation I just had with David. I didn't cut you off, David. You did take me off topic, but the fact of the matter is we brought it in when you started talking about the media. We got back online there. It's absolutely amazing to me that anybody believes the media, but I guess David from San Francisco, California does. And the fact of the matter is I just wanted to respond to David while I had a minute and give him a chance to breathe. If you look at the situation for what it is, I could walk up and down the streets in Michigan right now and ask 10 people how many actually believe what the media reports. I guarantee you 8 to 9 people are going to say they don't agree with the media. So I don't know who you hang with. But I can tell you that bad company corrupts good character. Read 1 Corinthians 15:33 when you get a moment. And I also wanted you to listen to this, David, and everybody that we're talking or that are listening to us right now, because it falls into line with what we are talking about concerning the tightening of the news. If you tell people a big enough lie and keep repeating it, it will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes virtually important or vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the moral enemy of the lie, and thus, by extension, The truth is the greatest enemy of the state. Joseph Goebbels, Adolf Hitler's propagandist. Now, I want to define a useful idiot for you. American media is filled with them. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. They're reading off a teleprompter, David. They're reading off a teleprompter, the same exact things verbatim concerning what the corporations are telling them what to say. And I played audio, I played video of the thousands of useful idiots across America that are saying the same thing at the same time from the East Coast to the West Coast, and in that order. Russian revolutionary and propagandist Vladimir Lenin said, a good communist finds only and use for everything, and nothing is more useful than a useful idiot. Well, what does that mean? They're used to destroy countries because they sold their souls, just like Judas did, for 30 pieces of silver unto his own demise. That's what this means. David, 47% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with dad and mom cheating on each other. That's against our laws in our union. Thou shalt not commit adultery is an offensive crime. It's the seventh commandment. 76% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with homosexuality. When I grew up, David, I was always told homosexuals and sodomites were backwards. They are. And when you look at the laws in our books and state statutes, you'll find that they're called crimes against nature, which is literally taken from the Bible, Romans 1:26, Leviticus 18:22, and it's a felony in every state of our union. David, 90% of those that anchor the news see nothing wrong with murdering a baby. God said, thou shalt not kill, Exodus 20, verse 13, and he hates hands that shed innocent blood. Nobody can argue with that. This is the same media that gives cover to a government that has sanctioned the murder of the innocent, and you think for some reason or another they're going to tell you the truth about COVID. You've got to be out of your mind. 86% of those in the United States of America that anchor the news, these useful idiots, seldom or never attend church. And for the most part, I don't blame them, but they don't have an excuse as to why they don't read their own Bible. And finally, before I take Dan from Ohio, how fortunate for government that people never think. That was Adolf Hitler. David, these dictators, these useful idiots, they prey on such people as yourself because they know that you're going to drink the Kool-Aid. But I'm here to tell you what Dr. Udo Ufkat said in 2016 when he was a part of the problem. He repented and he began to attack those that he used to work for, namely the CIA. His name is Dr. Udo Ufkat. He had said before he died 1 year later after writing a book exposing the CIA's control over the useful idiots in the media on a global scale, he said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. David, he said that the media and the CIA teaches these useful idiots that they're taught to lie, to betray the people, and not tell the truth to the public, David. He said the CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. Did you hear me, David? These are the people that are telling you about COVID. These are the people that are telling you the opposite of what the facts are and what the law states, David. They're transgressors. That means they're criminals. These are the people that are giving you your information, David. So I want to be a faithful witness that delivers souls, but I cannot do for you what God commanded you to do, and that is to repent, Acts 20, verse 21, before a just and a holy law. I want to say this, too. It is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable, look at the media, America, and to propagandize the American people to hate, so we will let the establishment spend any amount of money on arms. And we were warned about that in January of 1961, if you want the exact date. It was the 17th of January. President Eisenhower warned us about that. And I say this. The CIA has become a propaganda outlet. We've known about Operation Mockingbird concerning the CIA's control over the media in America since the early 60s and the 70s. I played the audio for you on that, but apparently you didn't get the memo. And finally, I say once again, the head of the CIA and the head of none other. I had Kevin Schiff, a friend of mine, who is former CIA, who worked on the inside of the CIA. And once he began to understand what the CIA was doing, he became a whistleblower and he sued the CIA. For what? Here you have it. The head of the CIA under Ronald Reagan back in the 90s said this: "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false." Do I need to say anything else? And I can almost guarantee you, friends, if I had David on the line, he would still be talking over the top of me. This is the kind of information that people are taking on, the very far and few between. But this is the whole reason I'm here, friends, is to let you know what they are not telling you, and what they are not telling you is the truth, because they want to continuously wield your chains and continuously wield more power over the lives of you and your children to further enslave you to their servitude, friends. Just for the record, read Deuteronomy 28, verse 68 when you get a moment. Dan, thank you for holding on from Ohio. How are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good. Hey, that loud caller was pretty painful.
Yeah, you're breaking out really bad, Dan. Are you on a cell phone?
Okay, is this better now?
It is better. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, that last caller is pretty painful. You know, that last caller was the type of guy, I have a lot to talk about, but I don't want to take up too much of your time, but that last caller, he's the same type of guy that would watch every business go bankrupt, watch kids masked up and be tortured in schools, and just watch everything go bankrupt all over fear. I guess he doesn't know Revelation 21:8. But
that's right.
Yeah, this is just unbelievable that these people just continue to buy this, Bradley. I will tell you something, Bradley. We're in a pretty bad place right now. I mean, we have to have faith in Christ, but, you know, we are being attacked from the left and we are being attacked from the right. These people, they will not put their hope in Christ. They're putting their hope in Donald Trump. I just read yesterday on a Q forum that vaccine is a code word for indictments.
Yeah.
And these people, they're not going to do anything. They're just going to sit by and say, oh, Trump is going to fix everything, while the country goes to crap in a handbasket. You're right, Bradley. We have to stand up to this. Go ahead.
Oh, they are. I'm sorry. There's a bit of a delay going on here. But as you know, I was just out at the Michigan's Second Amendment rally. I was one of the main speakers there. And there were literally thousands, hundreds and thousands of people. I don't want to over-exaggerate it, but he had a great turnout of armed militant individuals that are part of the militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, that are to be used to stand up against the very things that the media are condemning. But what I want to tell you, Dan, is just like I said during the beginning of the show, I was shut down. I'm going to take you over. You hold on with me, okay, Dan? I'm going to pull you back up on second hour. Second hour coming up, sonsoflibertyradio.com if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. Again, hour two coming up.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.